Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Stop shuffling through life like a zombie. You're bumming everybody out. Grab a CardoMax Energy Intensifier and wake up. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax's Energy Intensifier will help you power through your workouts and dead afternoons with vitamins B3, B6, B12, caffeine, and BCAAs. Use the promo code DB to get 30% off your next four orders at CardoMax.com. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max.
What is up, and welcome to the fake news. In honor of Ross, I'm not going to do the do. I'm just not going to do it.
No.
He can do it.
Hey, he shouldn't do it, to be honest, but here we are, right? So, yeah, fake news.
Fake news is here. Had it's a Thursday. Nice, fun little outing in Houston last night.
It was fun. The result wasn't what I had hoped for, obviously, but I did enjoy Minute Maid. That's a pretty dope stadium.
Was that your first time there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised how much I liked it the first time, and sitting in the Crawford boxes in particular was really fun and unique, as opposed to just like sitting down the third baseline.
Yeah, something. There was a lot of like super enthused fans, but not a lot of cunts. You know what I mean? And I bet during a regular season game, the demographic is a little bit different.
Yeah,
like there's probably more rowdy assholes, but those tickets are expensive, and people that are on parole can't afford to to go there. But yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
It's a good time. Let's just get into the fake news. You know, it's not going to be a good time. Is Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving
year.
Is never a good time.
You don't like Thanksgiving?
No.
You don't like hanging out with your family?
I don't like other human beings being near me.
Oh, okay.
Typically, right? I mean, it's like...
You can smoke some meat at least.
I do get to prepare meats. I do enjoy that. But it's... aside from that, it's a bit tedious to pretend to care about things. You know what I mean? Like, I have to do that all day. I have to pretend I give a shit about you guys or any of this.
Right.
All the time. And then I have to go home and do it too? No. It's a bridge too far. Thanksgiving is going to be the most expensive it's ever been this year, apparently. After we saved 16 cents on our fucking July 4th parties this year, apparently we're going to make up for it.
It always comes back around. There's no such thing as a free 4th of July.
I guess not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nearly every component of a traditional American Thanksgiving dinner, which I think is racist in the first place, saying traditional American Thanksgiving dinner, is expected to increase price, including disposable roasting pans, pies, and turkeys. Why in the fuck would a roasting pan cost more? And by the way, they cost like 12 cents. Anyways.
I actually do hope someone gets really upset at eating that cost. It's like a 20-cent roasting pan.
Yeah, they go into the fucking, go into HEB and start tearing roasting pans in half. Fuck you. Nobody's getting them.
Fucking bullshit.
According to the American Farm Bureau, which is a thing, apparently, last year the cost of a Thanksgiving dinner was, for 10, was the lowest it had been since 2010 due to prices being lowered to encourage shoppers to plan big gatherings.
Was that a thing last year? I don't remember big gatherings being encouraged.
No, I remember some little fucking weasel from New York telling everybody that they were going to die. We'll get to him later. Supply chain issues, high transportation costs, labor shortages, trade policies, and bad weather, apparently, are all to blame for this increase in cost of food and materials. Turkey prices are projected to hit record highs this year, largely due to the price of corn used to feed them. Which has more than doubled in some parts of the country. Now, I've fucked up here because I've been feeding my turkeys other turkeys.
I was going to say, that seems the most efficient way to do it.
Yeah, like I had leftover turkey from last year and I wasn't just going to let it go to waste.
Yeah, like the way I raise my turkeys is, and I don't know if this is the way you're supposed to do it, is I cut off their feet so that they can't move and they get fatter as they eat. Mm-hmm. And what I feed them is their feet.
Yeah, well, they don't know though.
They don't know.
Idea. Yeah. Have you ever tried to feed a bird other... like feed it chicken or something, they'll eat it, they don't care. They don't know what the fuck it is.
I always thought it was a little upsetting at certain breakfast places where they would let you get like chicken in your omelet.
Yeah.
It's just, that just doesn't seem right.
No, it's like a aborted fetus and the chicken.
Yeah.
At the same
it's
time.
It's like you're eating the mom and the aborted fetus.
Maybe the Jews had something when they didn't like, they no, like there's one of the kosher rules is you can't eat meat and cheese together.
Yeah.
So it's like, maybe they're just trying to, no insult to injury here. We're not trying to piss anybody off. We're just trying to eat breakfast, okay? But fuck that. It's important to establish dominance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we should start eating lions. Lions other than us are the apex predators on Earth, right?
Yeah.
Lions and fucking...
sharks. You want to go land and sea?
Yeah, I don't know. Shark meat seems like it would be gross. Has anybody had shark meat?
Just my Trinidadian night nurse.
Yeah.
I've had swordfish.
Okay, well, that's not even close to the same fucking thing, asshole. I've had bacon. God damn it. This is why I'm the way I am. Mostly that. Anyways, canned cranberry sauce will also see a price increase because steel plants have yet to catch up with high demands after the pandemic shutdown, and China is limiting steel production to reduce carbon emissions, making steel prices 200% higher than they were before the pandemic. So I'm sure China's super fucking into the green stuff now, right?
Right.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm fine with anyone trash enough to buy canned cranberry being punished
for
that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I understand it. It's like stuff you had in childhood, and you want to do it now. You want to experience it now. But really, to make cranberry sauce, it's water, cranberries, and sugar, and that's it.
Yeah.
Literally.
Do you own a pan?
Yeah. I think some people, I personally put orange rind, like orange peel in it
as well.
But
you can get fancy with it.
You don't need to.
You don't need,
point.
You also don't need to eat. I mean, that cranberry shit, it looks like what they eat in Snowpiercer, what the poor people eat in Snowpiercer.
Yeah, which is ground up human beings, right?
No, it's ground up cockroaches.
Oh, cockroaches. Okay. So it wasn't Soylent Green.
No.
Canned cranberries. Can we look up how much those cost on fucking Whole Foods or something, which is a pretty expensive place to go, so we'll know it's a liberal cost. Giorgio, are you doing that, or are you just fucking looking at dicks on the phone there? He's doing both.
A little bit of A,
he's got
a little
the split
bit of B.
Screen.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're going to run you about $4.29.
$4.29, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how many, they're basing this off a 10-person meal. How many goddamn cans of cranberry sauce are 10 people eating exactly? And I think that's the conversation we need to be having, not how much it costs.
Right.
Like, how many cans of this are you going to eat? Or you're like fucking hovering over it like Winnie the Pooh, spooning it out with your bare hand and putting it in your mouth, you fat fuck? Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
Sean, I'm looking right at you. I know you do it. He looks like fucking Winnie the Pooh, doesn't he?
A bit.
It's like a Mexican Winnie the Pooh.
Sean licks the pumpkin pie crate at the end, too.
The crate,
dish, pan.
Yeah, who doesn't?
What are you making pumpkin pie in?
Giorgio, that's two in a row that you just completely whiffed on. You need to get higher, probably. It's either you're not high enough or you're too high. I don't know which one it is. Anyways, price increases are hitting in the year when COVID-19 vaccine, blah blah blah. I don't care about any of that, but inflation's up as well, so I'm sure that compounds it. Just think of it this way. Who gives a shit about the fucking six extra dollars it's going to cost?
Right.
I mean, turkeys are kind of expensive. Aren't they like 30 or 40 bucks?
Yes. But also, you can still go, I guess if you really want to save money on a turkey. For some reason, like, you can get a turkey cheaper, like, cooked. Like, you can get one from, like, Rudy's, the barbecue place here, like, smoked. Or if you really want to be a piece of shit, you can get them from Popeye's for even cheaper that they'll deep fry for you.
That's not a turkey. That's a cat or something that's been reshaped into a turkey. You know, there's no way they're actually selling real turkeys. This is no chance that Popeyes is selling real turkeys. Come on.
We need to send maybe Giorgio or Sean undercover into a Popeyes kitchen to see what's...
What is the proper turkey substitute? Like, what else could it be?
A buzzard, maybe? I mean, it would have to be a large bird.
Maybe just... You could... Maybe if you put like 8 pigeons together, all headless.
They're not Voltron, bitch. Like, they're not going to look like, if just because you put a bunch of shit together doesn't mean it's going to look like a turkey.
There's still a wing on there. That's all. I'm just trying to keep the wing integrity.
How dope would it be if it was a Voltron bird, though?
Remember John Madden? Whenever they would put
boom.
Like the turkeys had like 6 legs.
Oh yeah, he did the. He was the turducken. One that popularized the turducken, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
God, what a. That's a, only in America would that even happen.
Right.
In China, they're like sewing human faces on monkeys and shit. But over here, we're stuffing animals inside of other animals, yeah. So we can deep fry them and eat them.
It's just like we're putting all of our favorite parts extra on there. It's like we want more bacon, yeah. So we put like extra asses on a pig. Type
we want
of thing.
We want chicken wings, so we're just like, why does this chicken have a head? More wings,
right? We no cut legs. The wings off the buffaloes.
Oh man, yeah. It didn't. Isn't that like Paris Hilton or something said that? Or no, it was the blonde one, Chicken of the Sea.
Not Nicole Richie.
No, 98 Degrees wife,
Jessica Simpson. Yeah.
I like how she's the more famous one, and I can only remember not by his name, but by some shitty boy band right. He was in the 90s. For fuck's sake. All right, next up, Chicago is a piece of shit city, and their mayor is a retarded person, right? Beetlejuice. You've seen this woman.
She's not doing great.
She looks like if what if it was the case in life that your physical appearance reflected how well you were doing? And I think in this case, it would be accurate. You know what I mean?
I don't think that doesn't happen to an extent.
There's a lot of good-looking people that are pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
So we'll see. Anyways, the Chicago City Council is gearing up to vote this week on what could become the nation's largest basic income programs.
Is this the same as the No Whites basic income?
I think it might be, yeah, which is pretty funny. The program would give 5,000 low-income households $500 per month each using federal funding from the pandemic stimulus package enacted this year.
So this is money they already have, right?
I guess. I mean, it depends on what you mean by money they have, right? It's money that they've taken from us, and now they feel like it belongs to them. No.
Right.
That money was meant for something. Like, if I give my kid $20 and say, hey, go get some chips, and he comes back with a single bag of chips and no change, I'm going to smack him in his fucking face. You know what I mean? Because that's bullshit. I know there's change.
Well, I mean, my point was just that, like, they didn't ask for that money from the feds to use for UBI.
Oh, no, they're repurposing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lori Lightfoot, who looks like Beetlejuice, proposed a $31 million program as part of her 2022 budget, which the city council will vote on later this week. The one-year pilot program is supported by most of the city's 50 aldermen, who, by the way, the Chicago aldermen are like the most corrupt human beings. It's the most corrupt group of human beings that exists on this planet.
Be the most corrupt first world Western democratic institution?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, like, it's got to be
rough
up there.
It's rough there. And if you want to see the results of that, look at how many of them are in, have either served time in prison after their stints, or how many governors of Illinois.
Yeah.
Like, three of the last five governors of Illinois have been in prison at some, not jail, prison at some point.
No, this isn't just like the current alderman. Like, it's not like their extra, it's just like the history of Chicago over the last 100 years.
Yeah. They've received pushback from the 20-member Black Caucus, which has urged Lightfoot to redirect the money to violence prevention programs. Now, is Chicago violent? Does anybody know anything about that?
No, I saw Spike Lee's movie,
Chirac. You're right.
Yeah.
basic income programs have been increasing in popularity since Stockton, California started providing monthly stipends to 125 of its residents in 2019. 40 other cities have considered or started similar programs, including Denver, Newark, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, New Orleans, and Los Angeles. I wonder about UBI as a response to creative destruction. And it's what Andrew, what's his name, Yang? Talks about all the time.
Yeah.
Like, if think about what's going on at the ports right now. So let's say we have, I don't know, just for sake of round numbers, we have 1,000 people that work at a port. And over the course of a year or so, we remove all of those jobs and replace them with robots who do the same thing. The companies do that. And so the companies make more profit and they give less to the community, I suppose, in a way. The story of creative destruction is twofold. One, what responsibility does the company have to make up for the lost wages in their community? And two, what responsibility does or should the government have and enforcing that, right?
Yeah.
That's the conversation. I'm not sure where I fall on that. I guess if...
it's worth noting that Milton Friedman was kind of for it, or thought, didn't think it would reduce productivity.
Right.
Conservative economist.
It definitely, I mean, look, it's nothing new.
No.
It's nothing new that, as a matter of fact, it's got a very complicated history, because one of the lesser spoken about forms of creative destruction was the end of slavery, right? That was, I mean, I'm not saying that black people are tools. I'm saying they were being used as tools by fucking
right.
white people in America. And all of a sudden that was gone. And the reason the South wanted to fight the war was to preserve their fucking money-making machine, right? And the reason the North wanted it gone wasn't because they gave a fuck about black people. It's because they wanted to weaken the South. That's all that was, right? So, yeah, it was fought over slavery, but not the way you think. It wasn't a bunch of fucking altruistic dudes being like, we got to end slavery. No. But anyways, there were quite a few examples of emancipated slaves who didn't want to leave, right? They wanted to it was almost like, what's the one time? In Game of Thrones, where the former slaves of the liberated cities wanted to go back to work for their former masters and get paid for it this time.
Right.
Right. They based that on real shit that happened in history.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a very strong conversation because it involves people's livelihoods and then people being used and abused by a system bent on squeezing profits out as much as possible. And, you know, it's funny to see how many conservative people, despite their inherent distrust of large organizations, give a lot of trust to corporations to just do the right thing once they amass enough power. You know what I mean? That's a very bizarre fucking situation for me. I don't get it.
I think part of that is from people having too much trust in the free market, because they'll be like, well, I mean, if they're assholes, the market will punish
right.
them for it.
If you believe that the free market is just going to fucking save people, then you believe in the socialist utopia too. That's the same stupidity, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, it's the type of thing I would say, like, okay, say there were like no regulations on airplanes at all. Don't you think there are people that would take a $10 flight that had a 1 in 100 chance of crashing?
Mm.
There are absolutely people out there that would roll the dice on that again and again.
Yeah. People. Yeah.
Because
for sure, yeah.
So what I'm saying is the free market wouldn't punish an airline whose planes crashed all the time if they sold it for cheap.
Well, the free market has to be blind, like justice is, right? But justice isn't blind, and neither is the free market. I mean, you have to assume in that case that that it's just ones and zeros being processed by a machine, but it's not. It's human beings with intentions, you know what I mean, and access to grind and a lot of other feelings about things. So I don't believe in that shit, and I don't trust any of these motherfuckers. But it's a conversation that we need to start having. I mean, more and more workers are being displaced, and it isn't UBI is one possible solution with some of the facts, right? It's not the most... I don't think it's a great solution, because people, what we're seeing more and more with the with religion going away, people will find a new religion,
right?
Intersectionality or wokeism or whatever the fucking else stupid bullshit. People need purpose,
yeah,
and they will find it somewhere, whether it makes sense or not. And just having everybody sitting around getting paid to do nothing because robots are doing all the work is not gonna work. Like, we will have absolute fucking chaos everywhere. People need to work. So,
well, we'll all just do podcasts.
I guess, man. Shit.
Friedman, by the way, in case you want to give it like a sexier conservative name than universal basic income, he called it a negative income tax.
I mean, we could just stop giving the government so much fucking money. It's not like they did anything to deserve it. You know what I mean? Like, the kid gets an allowance based on whether or not he does his chores.
Right.
If I look down the list of all the things I'm paying taxes for right now, none of those things are getting done properly.
Yeah.
So at some point, there's got to be some kind of, like, smack the pee-pee and take my goddamn money back at some point, you know.
We just paid city taxes to have the city tell us we can't make a left turn into our office anymore.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is really infuriating.
Yeah, which I've been intentionally holding up traffic right just a little bit farther down to do a U-turn.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do that until they put a new no U-turn sign up.
Yeah. It's legal right now. You can make a U-turn.
Yeah. Learn to code. Yeah, that's a good one. Sleeper cell. And then we'll just have... why would the people bend to the will of corporate America or the government or anything else? We specifically designed this whole experiment to not do that. So if you guys are done with the experiment, you want to go do that, that's fine. But I'm starting my own country, and it's called Fuck You, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of that.
What's on the flag?
Nothing. It's no flag. Flags are stupid. The hell you need a fucking flag for?
I don't know. This makes me just to root for my team.
Well, in that case, probably a bottle of booze or something.
All right.
Or whatever. I don't know.
I follow that. Is there any utility to, I mean, like, I think it's this last episode, but like, where do you draw the line between, I guess probably on the, them taking federal money, but like, where do you draw the line between like local, sort of democratic experimentation, right? Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we don't live in Chicago. So it's not much of our business what the people of Chicago do, unless they're taking our like federal money or something like that.
Right.
So where do you draw the line between them democratically experimenting and them being like, that's a terrible idea that's going to bleed out to the rest of us or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Illinois is one of the states that provides less money to the federal government in taxes than it takes in various ways. So in that situation, if you can do it and be self-sustaining, I don't really give a shit.
Right.
Like, if you're spending your own money, and when I say your own money, I mean, if the people in that state or city or whatever it is have agreed to pay taxes toward that end and it is solvent, go for it. Don't care. But if you have to fucking use my money to prop up your fucking fantasy, I'm out. I'm out. I'm not paying for fucking... That's really stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for people to get their dicks cut off. You know what I mean? If you want to go do it, go fucking do it. But don't get me involved in your goddamn delusion.
Well, it's sliced and inserted, first off, but...
Whatever.
just like to have the facts here.
Yeah. And anyways, let's do a Ghostbed ad.
Let's do it. In case you didn't know, Ghostbed is like maybe our favorite advertiser in the world. We've met them. We love them. We have a Ghostbed in the office. You sleep on a Ghostbed. Delco Dan sleeps on a ghost bed. Giorgio sleeps on a ghost bed. There are a lot of ghost bed sleepers here.
Yeah.
And they're running two specials right now still. At this point, I don't even want to say they're running the specials. It feels like this is just what they do.
Yeah.
They're just offering, like, if you pay full price for it, you're just not a Drinking Bros listener. Because they've been offering this to Drinking Bros listeners for like months now.
Yeah.
Two deals right now. You go to ghostbed.com/Drinking Bros. First deal is a bundle deal. So there is like one small caveat to it. You have to start out with one of their four mattresses and an adjustable base. And then you can add on whatever else you want from there, the cooling sheets, cooling pillows, mattress topper, all their other stuff. And you get 40% off. 40% off of the entire order. It's almost half off. It's a massive mm-hmm. discount. Whatever you want on there. Their cooling sheets and pillows are awesome, especially. It's like weird. Like, I touched one and was like, I don't understand why this is so cold.
Yeah, it's witchcraft, I think.
Yeah. Which is, you know, ghost, witch. It all makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not science. It is magic. But Ghostbed's awesome. So you can do that for 40% off. Or if you just want to shop more a la carte, you say just need pillows or like you don't need a base. You just need like a mattress and sheets. You can go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. And use the promo code Drinking Bros, and you'll get 30% off everything in that order, whether it's one thing or 10 things. If it's just not the combo that makes up the 40% off deal, then yeah, you get 30% off with the code Drinking Bros. Ghostbed.com/Drinking Bros. The best mattresses you can find anywhere. They're made in America. You can also finance the mattresses. It's like $35 a month, zero down, 0% financing. Don't need a great credit score. You can try it 101 nights for free. Send it back if you don't like it, but that's not going to happen. So. Yeah, Ghostbed.
Ghostbed.
The best.
It is.
They are.
It is the best. next up, terror groups in Afghanistan are growing in strength. No surprise there, because there's no military presence there.
What else are they going to do?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to fucking community college. They're learning a trade. On Tuesday, defense officials warned that terrorist groups in Afghanistan could strike international targets within 6 months if left unchecked. Now, these guys have been right about pretty much everything so far, so we should definitely trust them,
mm-hmm.
Except for this Wall Street Journal article that came out earlier today. Four U.S. intelligence agencies produced extensive reports on Afghanistan, but every one of them failed to predict Kabul's rapid collapse.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Eep. And this is, by the way, they were telling this to both Trump and Biden.
Yeah.
According to the Wall Street Journal exclusive that dropped today. One thing they... So in the report, so it's worth noting, they didn't... That what they said specifically was they didn't predict Kabul's fall. So they thought maybe like other parts of Afghanistan would get knocked off, but they thought Kabul would hold strong.
By the time... This is the same fucking double speak that we heard from all these generals and the Secretary of State and all these other assholes when we were like a week or two into this shit. Like, oh, we couldn't have seen this coming. I mean, we don't know how it fell. So it didn't fall rapidly. It started in fucking May, first of all.
Right.
Right. And by the time any of this shit happened in August, 45% of the country was already under Taliban control.
Mm-hmm.
And you remove all of your assets from Bagram Air Base, the primary military facility with the primary military force being our air superiority in the entire country. You take all that out and you didn't see it coming. You're a fucking liar or an idiot.
Well, what's hilarious is in the article, what they say is, we couldn't see it coming because we didn't have intelligence assets in the parts of the country that the Taliban conquered because the Taliban conquered them.
I don't know. It used to be Colin, now it's Colin.
You can pronounce it any way you want.
The Defense Department's Undersecretary for Policy, whatever the fuck that means. You know what I mean? We've got a VP of the Defense Department's VP of underwear. He makes sure everybody's got the right. Just shut the fuck up. God damn it, I hate these people. Anyways, we're actually fairly certain that they have the intention to do so. We could see ISIS-K generate that capability in somewhere between 6 or 12 months, according to the current assessments by the Intelligence Committee. Look, these people have never been right about anything ever. Not once in the history of this fucking country have they predicted something. Not once. They fucked it up every single time. Oh my God. There's a really good book by Annie Jacobson about this, about the formation, like the transition from the OSS to the CIA. And standing up a couple of special forces groups, but mostly Special Activities Division, a ground branch within the CIA, which completely fucked up U.S. foreign policy for about 60 years. And they're still doing it.
What's the starting point on that?
The Cold War, basically. I mean, yeah. The Korea situation was pretty bad. The way we handled Korea was really bad.
We also kind of just didn't see that giant invasion of South Korea coming. I mean, they got them completely by surprise,
right? According to experts, no one saw that one coming either.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how you could not see, Russia funneling money into that country in truckloads, sucking Ho Chi Minh's dick every chance they got over in Vietnam, doing the same bullshit. You know what I mean? Like they were clearly trying to go after the Marxist leaning leaders in either one of those in any of those countries in Asia. And trying to flip them the same way they were trying to do in Latin America, right? In Cuba and Che Guevara and all that shit after he left Guatemala. So this shit was going on right under our nose. And it was the ironic part is it was during the fucking containment phase of the Cold War, which was specifically designed to stop the spread of communism. And somehow this apparatus that we developed to stop the spread of communism couldn't see where communism was spreading. You see what the problem there?
Yeah.
It's like cancer treatment that doesn't treat cancer. It's fucking stupid. Call also stated that Al-Qaeda could regain their capability to launch international attacks within 1 or 2 years. I don't know. Some asshole said, oh, how long do you think it would take? Oh, probably about a year.
Fucking write it down, man.
Hell yeah. Stamp.
What do they mean when they say international? Because, I mean, like, if a fucking...
Well, it should be transnational, not international, first of all, so these people don't know how to write properly.
Right.
When they say...
Because, I mean, if an Al-Qaeda operative plans in Afghanistan, gets trained in Afghanistan, then just goes next door to Pakistan and blows something up, wouldn't that qualify?
Yeah.
It's kind of a vagueness that makes you think, like, what, London?
Well, yeah, they certainly want you to think it means Western targets.
Right.
For sure, yeah. His public comments confirmed intelligence assessments delivered to lawmakers in classified sessions over recent weeks. I don't know how we know about classified lawmaker sessions, and raised new concerns about the long-term threat posed to America by a Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. According to Call, this is not a foregone conclusion, but instead a warning that U.S. officials must use their long-range anti-terrorism capabilities to blah, blah, blah. So basically, they got a call from, you know, like DynCorp and Triple Canopy and Boeing and Lockheed. Like, hey, our sales are looking kind of rough and we need you to fucking start a war, please, if you don't mind. That's all this ever is. Fuck these people. The Taliban and ISIS-K are mortal enemies, by the way. So according to call, so maybe we should disarm the Taliban. Oh, we already did that. Fuck yeah. We're for once in American history, we're ahead of the game. What a bunch of fucking idiots. Look, this shit's not going to stop anytime soon, so you should go ahead and fucking learn a foreign language. And there's a good way to do that using Babbel.
Yes, the best way, I believe, is actually Babbel.
In my opinion, that's true.
Yeah. Aren't you learning Spanish still?
Yep. Sure am.
With Dakota, I look forward to the Spanish APP
episode. I look forward to Dakota trying to speak Spanish. Like, he tries to, like, trip me up on it. Like, oh, fucking Don DSL, the bibliotheque. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, dude. Get out of here. Yeah, but Babbel's the shit. It's like, the best. We have at least one man here today who's gone through some language training in the military, and it sucked, I'm sure, right? It's the stuff they do is just, it's not great, honestly. It's just, I don't even know how to categorize it. I mean, if you go to the full-on classes in either D.C. or Monterey, California,
yeah,
the DLI, they're pretty good when they have actual instructors. But if you're using the software and stuff they use, it's terrible. So
yeah. No, Babbel's nice, too. It's got 15-minute lessons, yeah, right? It's a perfect way to learn a new language. Other learning language apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel actually uses human beings, like 100 language experts, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's been scientifically proven to be more effective than, you know, other weird apps that are just like, just shout, like, shoot, like, word cards at you,
yeah,
and
yeah,
make you, like, yeah, choose them or whatever. With Babbel, you can learn to choose, or you can choose to learn from 14 different languages, and that includes Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Do they have Chinese on there? Mandarin?
I would imagine so. Yeah,
you would think so. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. There are a ton of ways to learn with Babbel. And right now, when you purchase a three month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months free. That's 6 months for the price of three. Just go to Babbel.com and use the promo code Drinkin' Bros. That's Babbel.com and use the code Drinkin' Bros. Babbel is language for life.
Yeah, it is. And if they do have Mandarin, it might come in handy sometime soon, because apparently China has put a suspected anti-satellite weapon into orbit. It's not like the Marjorie Taylor Greene Jewish space laser, I don't think.
Right, right.
But it's probably
to
the
be
same,
fair,
right?
Those Jewish space lasers were anti-forest.
Oh, yeah, they were setting forest fires.
Yeah, they're anti-forest.
Because the Jews hate wood. Everybody knows that.
Right.
They're from the desert, man. They're like, wood, fuck you. Clay, motherfucker.
That's wouldn't why that be- they nailed Jesus to a piece of wood.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
We've come full circle. Shut up, Sean. on Sunday, China launched a new satellite that analysts say could be used as a weapon capable of grabbing and crushing American satellites.
That
now,
sounds
for some
tight.
For some reason, that's way doper. Like, we were all obsessed with lasers back in the 80s, but having a goddamn giant
claw,
like claw gorilla arm or something out in space just grabbing shit is hilarious
that's
to me.
Fantastic.
I'm sure it's dangerous, but fuck, it's funny, man.
How do I operate this? Is there a license that I need?
You put on like the old Nintendo glove.
Right.
Remember, what was that fucking video game movie with the little autistic kid?
The Wizard. Really
the Wizard, yeah. You put on the glove and then whatever the fuck.
Oh, so it's going to be manned from Earth.
Or maybe it's like that fucking stupid machine at the arcade where you have to navigate the arm, the claw arm over. Man, that would suck. Can you imagine?
It's a bad weapon.
It's like there's only one seat, and there's a Chinese dude sitting there trying to operate it, and it keeps slipping out of his hand, and his supervisor, boom, next guy, get in here. Because that's kind of how they operate in China, right? I didn't
yes,
make all enough. They murder people all the time. They got 1,400 active concentration camps. Fuck all you guys.
And look, to be fair, they might not shoot them. They might take them to the monkey lab and take their face off.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things they can do.
If they're sewing human faces to monkeys, are they also sewing like human dicks to monkeys or monkey faces to humans?
Yeah. What if they're doing the ship of Thebesis or whatever, but with a monkey and a human.
Yeah,
where like they're
trying
like,
to make a chimera.
Yeah, is it still a is it still the monkey if you just keep putting different limbs onto it?
Who's the Asian guy with the monkey dick?
What?
What?
They're sewing limbs on the people. You know, there's a dude.
That's
with
what
a monkey.
I just said, motherfucker. God damn it.
Yeah, there's somebody walking around.
Jesus Christ.
Go smoke again.
Yeah, go get high, bitch. There's definitely, for real, I agree with you, though. That's what we were just talking about. There's got to be some fucking poor Chinaman out there with a gorilla dick sewn.
Exactly. I know. Like, is it, does it work? Like,
and by the way, Chinaman is not a racial slur. It can't be. It's the fucking country you're from followed by man. That can't possibly be a slur, can it? Am I rehashing goddamn Big Lebowski right now? Because I feel like they had this conversation in 1993.
Yes.
God damn it. Anyways.
By the way, I'm looking at a picture of a gorilla. I mean, it's a chimpanzee's penis. And
is it big or not big?
Georgie, I'll send you this picture here.
Okay. Because I feel like humans have a bigger to body ratio for the apes, but I could be wrong.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I would think that a primate would probably have a more recessed penis like a turtle head.
Right, to protect itself.
Yeah, more like a tomato can.
Yeah. Or like, no, that's not really what I was thinking, but either way. the Shijian 21 satellite was launched for use in cleaning space debris, according to China Aerospace Science and Technology Corp. General James Dickinson, commander of the U.S. Space Command, which is a real thing, I guess, told Congress in April.
Is it not Space Force?
I thought it was, but maybe this is something separate. I don't know, but equal, obviously. He said that the satellite is part of an effort by China to seek, quote, space superiority through space and space attack systems. Space-based robotic arm technology could be used in the future system for grappling other satellites.
So essentially,
why did he use those words? Because now I'm thinking of a dude that's got a fucking satellite and a rear naked choke. You fucking kidding me with these people?
Steiner recliner.
By the way, for the last like 15 years, everybody involved in satellites or space in general have been complaining about space trash.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like satellites keep running into it and getting fucked up and stuff. And the Chinese finally build a goddamn gorilla arm or whatever it is to go out there and grab shit, and now people are fucking pissed off. You think it's like hungry hippos where it just keeps going like that? How does this thing operate? Can we see it?
Well, what I'm interested in now is eventually, or if we don't already have our own up there, we'll have one, and eventually they'll just have to fight each other.
It's like Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yes,
dude. We're coming full circle. We're definitely coming full circle. God, that would be dope as shit. Can you imagine playing all the video games we play here? Or like Space Cornhole? I had this idea to build a wall between the Earth and the Moon to keep out space Mexicans, but I don't think that makes any sense
because
there's no space Mexicans, and they wouldn't be on the Moon if they were, right? I guess I don't know. Yeah, show us that thing, and does it show how it operates and shit? Damn, that thing is fucking tiny. What is it gonna do?
Is this a model or is this the?
No, they're scientists, I believe.
Oh yeah, that's fair. I guess all they have to do is
show
just,
me
like,
the fucking video.
It,
what are you
right?
doing?
Yeah, don't look at me.
Put the video back up there. We don't want to see ourselves. Yeah, show me the picture of what it does, because I'm super interested in this. Apparently, you guys can look it up on fucking YouTube and watch the video and shit. Satellite arm wrestling, damn, that would be funny as shit, too.
Yeah.
Like, the whole fate of, instead of Mortal Kombat, the fate of the universe is just based on...
It's basically a metal slap fight in space.
Oh, man.
First of all, I brought you a video, and this man is bringing you a picture.
You gotta get the Russians involved. I don't give a fuck if it's a video or a picture or anything, or even a fucking paragraph. I just want to know how the goddamn thing works, and you failed.
Yeah, no, I was showing you. The video was playing, and then Dan commandeered my computer, and is now on Twitter.
Look, and he still hasn't found it either. I'm going to fucking murder everybody.
Yeah, I sent you the monkey penis as well.
That's just the fucking thing being launched into space. Show me something. We'll come back to this. I'm tired of talking about it. China has other space weapons, including several types of ground launch anti-satellite missiles capable of hitting satellites in low, medium, and high altitude orbits, and electronic jammers and lasers. Like, we don't have this shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's like fucking just standing there with a gun. It's like, he's got a gun. Like, you got a gun, dude.
Right. But you're not screaming, he's got a gun. Like, you're scared. Like, oh my God, there's a gun. It's like, what is that? And he's got it.
Yeah. It's fucking stupid.
This is, I mean.
And now it's a fucking tampon commercial. Thanks, guys. Hey, bonuses for everybody. Motherfuckers. Jesus Christ. Anyways, China has previously used space development like debris. Mitigation as cover for testing co-orbital anti-satellite weaponry. But, you know, I'm sure we're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me. To be honest,
all it sounds like they're like literally it just sound they made a space arm.
I have video.
Okay.
This is it being blasted off.
This is a nuclear capable hypersonic missile. It's not the
That's not the same thing. Get that off of the screen, dude. God damn it.
That's what Dan. Why did you do that to me, Dan? I hate you so much.
You got set up there. Anyways, China's doing weird shit. We're doing weird shit. Hopefully we do our weird shit better and quicker than they do, I guess is the moral of that story.
Right. They literally, though, that is just like they just made an arm that they can put into space. And then someone's like, they could use that. Like, it's like if I went out and bought a knife for my kitchen. And someone was like, he could murder with that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you're right. I could.
Yeah.
Especially if you keep saying things like that. Anyways, Drinker Bros merch, go to drinkerbros.com/store. You get this hoodie, this hat, all kinds of fucking shit.
We really missed out. If Darno's home run had been two, three, or Altuve's two or three sections to the left or to the right, I guess. Mm-hmm. Could have had that on TV on Fox last night.
Yeah, we could have. Yeah, because I was gonna. There's a kid sitting like one seat over from us, and I was gonna just fucking shit stomp that kid. If he got the ball, I was gonna whoop his ass and just take the ball from him and then give it back to another kid. You know what I mean? Like it's about the duality of man. I'm angry and violent, but I'm also a nice guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I just wanted to demonstrate that on the world stage.
Big fan of this Here's the Deal shirt we got going on.
Which one?
The clown one that's up.
Yeah, he's a clown. Look, you haven't heard much from Biden in the last couple of days since he fucking coughed into his hand and shook the leaders of the free world's hands. Like, the fuck is this guy doing? Oh boy.
Personal favorite, obviously. Maybe
yeah, you like that one because the eye and dick is a dick. A lot of people really enjoy the Fauci one as well. And we'll get to him here in a minute. That guy's a real piece of shit. One of the biggest pieces of shit in the last 100 years, probably, actually, which is saying something, because, you know.
Yeah, the dog was really his walk off of huge dickness.
Oh, no, that's not even the worst thing, bro.
Oh.
No. I mean, I like dogs better than people, too, but anyways. Speaking of pieces of shit, Pfizer is all about the money. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. A report released on Tuesday by a consumer rights advocacy group has shed light on how Pfizer has used its influence to, quote, shift risk and maximize profits, end quote, of their COVID vaccine. The pharmaceutical company has maintained tight levels of secrecy about negotiations with governments over contracts that can determine the fate of populations.
So a company tried to make money without losing money?
A company tried to make money.
But in an underhanded way?
We'll get there. Okay. So according to Zane Rizvi, the researcher who wrote the report, quote, the contracts consistently place Pfizer's interests before public health imperatives. Here are some of the findings. So Public Citizen found common things across contracts, including but not only secrecy, but also language to block donations of Pfizer doses.
To what?
So countries were not allowed to give them away for free.
After they bought them?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, so they bought them and then had to chart?
Yeah, it's there has to be some, like, people who come into wholesale possession of Pfizer vaccines were not allowed to give them away afterwards. They had to sell them, right?
Okay.
Because that's part of their financial supply chain. They get a dividend on that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
They get a piece of the second sale.
Correct.
So they sell them.
Well, it's like, almost like, what do you call it? Shit. What's it called when you give somebody something and they sell it for you, then they give you some money later?
I don't know. But
consignment.
That's like, okay.
Yeah,
like,
consignment.
Like what an NFT does, kind of.
Kind of, yeah. Disputes under these regulations are settled at secret arbitration courts, with Pfizer able to change the terms of key decisions, including delivery dates, and demand public assets as collateral. Public assets as collateral. So they were able to tell the U.S. government, for example, we want Mount Rushmore if you don't fucking pay your bills, I guess. I don't fucking know what that means.
So they're just Carmen San Diego-ing the world?
Yeah, basically. Although Pfizer didn't accept government funding, it received huge advance orders from the U.S. and opposed an intellectual property waiver that could have meant sharing its technology. So they had an IP waiver that, The U.S. government in the contract wanted to add an IP waiver where if things got too bad, they could reproduce it as well.
Right.
And Pfizer said, fuck you. because money.
Right.
Right.
That's nice. What did the polio guy do?
Jonas Salk is his name, and he sold the polio vaccine for like, I think, $6,000, which were his lab costs.
Yeah.
And the value of that would have been somewhere around $7 billion. So
tight.
Probably a good dude. Better than these people. The Brazilian government was restricted from accepting donations of Pfizer doses or making its own donations, meaning the U.S. government couldn't buy Pfizer doses and then sell them to Brazil, or give them to Brazil, rather. They had to buy them.
Okay.
Weird. That's very bizarre to me.
Right. Weren't we trying to do that? I don't know if it was with Pfizer specifically, but wasn't that...
Haiti was one of them, yeah.
We were trying because we had excess doses at one point,
yeah.
Because we'd kind of just hit a ceiling on people who wanted to take it or not, right. And they were trying to give it away to other countries,
yeah.
And that didn't happen.
Yeah, and contracts with Brazil, Chile, Colombia, the DR, Peru, others, governments... were required to sign a document that says each, quote, expressly and irrevocably waives any right of immunity which either it or its assets may have or acquire in the future. Man. So Pfizer can never be held responsible if they just give you fucking dog poison and you inject it into 30 million of your fucking citizens, I guess. The contracts were also found to contain a requirement, quote, to indemnify, defend, and hold harmless Pfizer from any... are from and against any and all lawsuits, claims, actions, demands, damages, costs, and expenses related to the vaccine intellectual property. So if they're basically writing contracts with world governments that prohibit them from being sued in those jurisdictions.
Yeah.
That's not great. In its report, Public Citizen called on the U.S. government to use its leverage to force Pfizer to take a different approach. Including requiring the company to share technology and intellectual property so that other manufacturers can produce the vaccine. The author went on to say the global community cannot allow pharmaceutical companies to keep calling the shots. The Biden administration can step up and balance the scales. I like how this dude is kind of pretending like this shit is new. Like this is American medicine. This is what happens here. We've profited off the misery of people for the last 100 years. With great intent to do so. I mean, it wasn't like it happened on accident, motherfucker. Yeah, the pharmaceutical companies are some of the worst human beings on earth, but they're not the worst. Anthony Fauci is the worst.
Ah, that's a good transition.
Yeah. Dogs, monkeys, and AIDS, infected orphans, all experimented on by Fauci. I mean, this is, it's like a fucking... dystopian novel, but it's happening, and it's happening with a guy who's still to this day being promoted as an expert and a good person by most people in the media.
Yeah,
it's wild how this is all gone, to be honest.
It says here, I'll read this one because it just seems fun to read. In August, it was revealed that Anthony Fauci used taxpayer money, so your money, to fund a study in Tunisia where beagles were eaten alive by parasite-infected flies. What did the alive part need to be there for? I guess to see how quickly the parasites could kill the beagle?
Yeah. I mean, this sounds like shit that the Nazis were doing. If you read Operation Paperclip by Annie Jacobson, she'll go through a lot of the experimentation done on animals and human beings. Right. And yep. I'm not comparing Anthony Fauci or the NIH to National Socialist politically, but you do. There is a certain absence of fucking moral compass when you can do shit like this.
Right.
Frankly.
What is it called? There's a certain type of experiment that like scientists want to do, but know that they ethically can't do. So then when it pops up organically, they jump all over it. Like it's unethical. To like raise children in a bubble where they don't learn a language to then see how they develop language. So right, when they found those German kids in the basement who had been down there since like newborns,
right?
Like the social scientists like swarmed in to see how their development was.
I think that was Brendan Fraser actually.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what it's called, but I'm sure, you know, that's certainly a lot more ethical than creating the conditions by which to completely ruin someone's life and then sitting around and seeing what happens.
Right. You know? Right.
Fauci also spent $16 million in taxpayer funds on toxic brain injection experiments on monkeys in 2018. More recently,
we should probably stop dunking on China for the monkey face thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, as far as I'm concerned, China and Fauci are the same fucking person. You know what I mean? Evil shitheads are evil shitheads. I don't give a fuck where you're from or what your goddamn name is. You're a cunt. You're a cunt all day. Anyways, more recently, Fauci was caught funding gain-of-function research. We all know about that now in Wuhan. Lied about it to Congress for a while, but finally the NIH assistant director finally came out and said, yeah, we're doing that. I mean, it's like when Clinton finally said, what do you mean by the word is? And then it was like, oh, yeah, I fucked her. Shit. By is, you mean is? Fuck, you should have said that in the first place, that the words you said were the words you meant.
Oh, is.
Yeah. What a fucking clown. Anyways, now Fauci and the NIH are under fire for funding experiments on AIDS orphans at the New York City Hospital in 2004. Now, if all this shit sounds familiar, these weird, subversive experiments on people and animals, it's shit that crazy folks did to black people in, well, I don't know, all of American history, basically, right?
Right.
Giving them syphilis to see what happens. Instead of, like, what would we tell them it was a vaccine and we just gave them syphilis?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. The Tuskegee experiments. If you haven't read about this shit, I highly recommend you go read about it and then tell me how much you trust the science. When the science is a fucking euphemism for government authoritarianism, I'm all set on the science. Thank you very much. Fauci and the NIH approved experiments on hundreds of AIDS-infected orphans, allowing government agencies and pharmaceutical companies to use the orphans in AIDS drug trials. Right, orphans who have no autonomy and no agency. They don't have parents to speak for them. They're orphan children.
So their caretaker is the state. And
correct.
Then the state.
And the state has decided to do experiments on them. That's correct. Right?
So it's like when someone decides that their infant's going to be a vegan.
Doesn't
give them any.
Yeah. So according to a report by the Vera Institute, that's V-E-R-A, published in 2008, 25 children died during the drug studies, which, you know, that's... And an additional 55 children died afterwards while in foster care.
What years were these? Because, I mean, if you're anyone with AIDS in, like, 1987.
This is, it was in 2000, from 2004 to 2008.
Ah, well.
But, so, I mean, look, a child and their immune system, who knows? I don't know. And it's, I don't like the numbers here. The result is of no consequence to me because...
Right.
The result... is very nuanced. Maybe they died because they were going to die either way. Maybe something else happened. Maybe some of them died as a result of the treatment. It's hard. Maybe there's a way to tell. Maybe there's not.
Sort of beside the point.
But you don't even need to go that far, right? We don't need to go that fucking far to find out that this guy is a giant piece of fucking shit that experimented on children who had no say in the issue. That's what happened. The report goes on to say that as of 2009, 29% of the remaining children used in the drug studies have also died. Now, that's a problem. Because what's the name of the drug cocktail or the AIDS cocktail, Giorgio?
What's the name of your medicine, Giorgio?
Yeah.
PrEP.
PrEP, yeah. PrEP, it's very, very difficult to die, right?
That's what PrEP is what prevents you from getting it.
It does, but it also, some of the same drugs in the cocktail, like HGH and some steroids and some immune elevators, are primary prophylactic treatments, but also treatments after the fact. So no compensation or payment has ever been given to any of the children using the trials or their families, and they damn sure didn't ask them because nobody would have said yes.
Right.
Motherfucker. And, you know, it's like Jack the Ripper targeted prostitutes because... He knew that nobody was going to do a lot of digging there. And nobody's going to do a lot of digging into illegal immigrant children who were stuffed into the fucking Southwest Key program, disappeared for 15 years while the company makes money hand over fist at government sales and then deports them anyways while in the meantime they're being fucking malnourished and sexually abused. Nobody's going to pay attention to that because they don't have skin in the game, and nobody's going to pay attention to this because... They're orphan children. They are the weakest among us, and they're being taken advantage of by this fucking piece of shit. But it's not his first foray into the AIDS community. This motherfucker, Fauci, has been wrong for a very long time. Way before he became the face of this pandemic, He was the primary figure in promoting incorrect theory of AIDS and HIV transmission. So in May of 1983, during the growing AIDS crisis, while you know, Pope John Paul II was traveling to sub-Saharan Africa and telling people that where 36% of the country had HIV at the time, he was telling them, you know, AIDS is bad, but not as bad as wearing condoms. Be a good Catholic. So I'm glad John Paul is dead. It's too bad he didn't die fucking horribly, because he's a piece of shit too. At any rate, at the height of the AIDS crisis, while John Paul and the Reagans were shunning this issue because it was primarily Africans and gay people, Fauci promoted a theory, aggressively so, that AIDS may be transmitted to children through routine interaction with infected family members. In an article for the Journal of the American Medical Association, Fauci warned about, quote, the possibility that routine close contact as within a family household can spread the disease. Now, this is patently false, and they knew it at the time. There's no truth to this. This is not how a blood disease transmits. It's AIDS is basically blood cancer,
right?
For lack of a better phrase. As a matter of fact, when it first showed up, that's what they thought it was, cancer. And the stories about sweat and spit and shit like that, I mean, it would take like 50 gallons of spit worth of blood unless you were actively bleeding in your gums.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To transmit it that way. The article was quickly picked up by other news outlets, leading to headlines such as, quote, household contacts can transmit AIDS, and, quote, does AIDS spread by routine contact? From there, hundreds of newspapers spread the theory from Fauci's article, stoking fears about AIDS transmission among families. Fear of transmitting AIDS through simple contact led to the social ostracization of disease victims and became one of the most notorious and harmful missteps of the AIDS crisis. This dude is now responsible for two of the biggest fuck-ups in the history of America when it comes to medicine. To the detriment of a fuckload of people into our economy and to, you know, just trust in the government, trust in medicine, generally speaking. And somehow he's still being propped up as some kind of ethical expert who believes in the do-no-harm ethos, and he clearly does not. He believes in Anthony Fauci, right, and making himself fucking visible to people because he can feed his fucking ego and get paid. That's all this guy cares about.
What's funny is that that like random sort of AIDS, I guess you could call it attitude, popped back up recently when Kyrie Irving, when the NBA basically banned Kyrie Irving, or the Nets kind of did. There were several people tweeting basically like the sentiment, I don't know how they thought this was a good idea, that they're like, oh, you won't let Kyrie play for refusing a vaccine, but you let Magic Johnson play with AIDS.
Well, he had to retire, though.
I know, but he came back. But
he did come back after finally Fauci's bullshit. And by the way, that was 94.
Mm-hmm.
He came back after being away for, what, 2 years, I think? 2.5 years?
He was, like, away from that, I think. And in the interim, he did play on the Dream Team or something like that.
I think it wasn't it announced right after Dream Team or before. Or was it 91? Magic.
I'll look it up real quick.
Maybe. Magic Johnson is a pretty cool name for a guy to have AIDS, though, to be honest. I mean, if you're going to have AIDS, you may as well fucking do it, right? Yeah, it was 91, and he still played in the Olympics.
Yes.
And then he came back in 94, yeah. So the guy's life was at least temporarily ruined. And if he hadn't been rich, you know what I mean? If he had been a new player that hadn't made a bunch of money yet,
yeah,
then that would have been it for him.
Fully ruined.
He never would have made it back.
Yeah.
upon investigation, Rubenstein, or I'm sorry, at the time the article was written, an immunologist, Ari Rubenstein, had already offered an explanation for infants contracting AIDS, saying it was transmitted from the mother to the baby during pregnancy.
What? How is that not the more logical?
Yeah, of course it is, right? Like, upon it, instead of just like somebody sitting around spitting in their baby's mouth all day or some shit, I mean, what the fuck are you talking about? Upon investigation, Rubenstein learned that Fauci had not bothered to read his paper at all before writing the article in the journal. He just like, hey, this might be the case, and he wrote it. And not only did he write it and put it in a journal, but the motherfucker got peer-reviewed somehow, and right, they let that shit pass. So if you think there's any kind of truth to any of the shit that you're hearing about from the medical community about medicine, I just don't buy it. I don't buy any of it.
I don't want to, like, I don't know this one way or the other, so I don't want to, like, outright shit on, like, don't trust peer reviews either. But, like, part of me does think, I mean, who could you just get your boys to review it?
Yeah, you can. As a matter of fact,
like that's got
to
be a
not only thing. It's you don't even have to do that. So Peter Boghossian and James Lindsay, who wrote the book Cynical Theories with what's her name?
Pluckrose.
Pluckrose, and then he wrote the other book that you just mentioned with Boghossian. They did this study where they wrote fake articles about, I mean, just the wildest shit about how like dogs. Male dogs humping other dogs in dog parks were a sign of the patriarchy and our acceptance of rape culture.
Yeah.
Not even kidding.
Yeah.
And it got peer reviewed and put into medical journals because it fit their fucking stupid narrative. That's all you got to do. Just write the dumbest shit you can think of. And then, well, fucking here we go.
I wonder how much of it is that and how much of it is like me and Doko have both worked as much extremely... 1,000 feet below lower level, but we both know when you have to edit other people's shit all day on blogs and stuff like that. Like eventually,
you don't really read any of that shit,
right?
You just look for grammatical errors, right. Basically. Yeah, I'm sure that's probably part of it. I'm sure it is. I don't know. Although his speculative commentary triggered a national media frenzy over unfounded fears of AIDS transmission through the routine contact. Fauci himself emerged unscathed and maintained his job at NIH. So he did. AIDS was a big topic between 80 and 82, 83, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck are we going to do about this? Blah, blah, blah. It's touchy because there's all these Jesus people and most of the people in America that are positive are gay males.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fucking weird thing for them. If it had been lesbians, nobody would have cared, right? Everybody loves lesbians. But because it's gay males, it's like a politically touchy thing to do. So
to help them.
Yeah, to help them, which is fucked up, right?
Right.
So he comes into this vacuum and says, he literally lies. He makes up a theory that has no fucking basis in science and promotes it to spread fear. Now, does that sound like anything that's happened recently? Fuck this guy. I hope that Anthony Fauci dies miserable, alone, and violently, honestly. I hope he dies in a way that if there is a life past this one, he never forgets the way he dies. That's why I hope for him, because he is a giant piece of fucking shit. Speaking of pieces of shit, we've got some Drinking Bros of the Week
in the studio in today.
From Leatherwood Distillery out in Nashville. You saw him on our live show. You've seen us drinking their booze. They're giant pieces of shit, which is the only reason we allowed him to come here today, because we're also giant pieces of shit. If you can't tell by the dude's hat and
we bring free booze.
Yeah, that's true. You do always show up with booze, so that's nice.
We never show up empty-handed.
Nor should you. Yeah, we'll get all set up there.
What's up?
Oh, I can hear you now.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was deep, man.
I look, hey, it's
awesome.
That's just me fucking that. My long sighs are mostly from Giorgio, to be honest. It's like, hey, Giorgio, can you pull up a video about this? And he's like, hey, you ever heard about monkeys fucking each other? I'm like, yeah, Giorgio, I have. How much weed have you smoked today, buddy? And that's pretty much how my life goes on a day-to-day basis. Although I enjoy it very much because I'm also that high.
Hey, right?
That's the problem.
And we brought you some whiskey. So.
Well, yeah. Whiskey
makes it easier.
Whiskey and talk into that microphone. Pull that thing all the way up to your mouth.
All right,
you can bend. Good. You can bend the thing like this.
That's too. What she said.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Wait, she said that? Shit. Well,
that's pretty weird, right?
Well, I like to. This is an experiment I like to do with how quickly language changes. Say a sentence now that makes sense now that would not have made sense 10 years ago. And it's like, hey, that chick's got a really nice penis. Right?
Yeah, no.
I mean, that's. Anyways.
Makes sense.
let's see. I got 99% Shivode on their booze on the golf course in Nashville. Great guys. Cheers. Bill Schofield. Yeah, we did. We drank a bunch of those. You've got the it's Huckleberry and something else.
So we do the Fucklehead Bourbon and the Elderberry Moonshine.
Elderberry, that's it. Yeah,
call it a Fuckleberry.
Man, that shit's good.
It'll fuckle you up.
It will. Yeah, it's dangerous because you don't notice. It's like a girly drink, but it's still not. It doesn't taste like a girly drink. It's just it tastes so goddamn good. It's almost like a Long Island iced tea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just mixes together so well. So tell our audience about, I don't think they've seen you in about a year now. So remind them who you are, what you did in the military, and now what you're doing.
Cool. Yeah. So I'm Andy Lang, owner of Leatherwood Distillery, and we're in Pleasant View, Tennessee. I was a Green Beret. I was in the infantry before that. I was a grunt for about 8 years and then went over to Special Forces. Did that for about 18 years. Did 7 trips to Iraq, 3 to Afghanistan, a couple other ones. I just decided to make booze when I retired.
Well, look, you had, I think, you probably just felt responsible for all the booze you had put away over the years and you felt like you needed to give back to the community.
I've never thought of it that way, but that's it.
No, I made all that up. You're just a drunk piece of shit. That's fine. And tell us about you, guy. Come on.
I'm Buddy Fugglehead, and I got to say, my first time here in Texas, and I heard that everything is bigger in Texas. That's why I brought the hat. I got a little disappointed when I got off the airplane this afternoon. My penis is still the same size. So now how do we fix?
You have to stay a couple of days.
Right? Oh, okay. Yeah. So drink the water is what you're saying.
Yeah. And I think you're supposed to, aren't you required to carry a concealed weapon here now? Or is it just everyone's allowed to? I don't know what the difference is, to be honest.
Well, mine's not concealed. It's tiny.
Well, I didn't mean your dick. I mean like an actual gun. Like a Glock. Okay. So you guys have been running Leatherwood for how long now?
4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
And you're looking to upgrade? You just bought a new facility in Clarksville, you said?
We did. We're moving up to a much
Are you moving the whole
system?
Operation there, or are you just like putting a second operation in?
Second operation.
Okay, cool. Is there going to be a storefront there, too, or is that just all production?
Yeah, storefront.
Oof, that's a lot of work, room. Man. That's a lot of work. You're still going to make the same stuff? You make what all products do you make? You make like 4 or 5 different boozes.
Yeah, so we make a weeded bourbon. We make a rye whiskey, tequila. We make a whole bunch of different flavors of moonshine. Mm.
Yeah, we've actually got some of the 9/11 anniversary moonshine here. It's apple pie moonshine. It's very good. I haven't had any of this bottle yet because I'm saving it for a special day, but I had some last year when we were at your fucking, when we did the live show from your bar or your tasting room last year. Man, that stuff is super good.
It was cool.
It's very good. Apple pie moonshine's always been my favorite.
That's cool. The 9/11 label, we partnered up with Daryl Worley, and we're selling it just online or at our place, and we're giving back to 3 charities. The SOTF, who we did
SOTF is Rob O'Neill's charity, Special Operations Transition Foundation.
And then the Special Forces Association and the Charlie Daniels Journey Home Project.
Oh, what's that one? Well, I'm not familiar with that one. I know who Charlie Daniels was, obviously. But
yeah, so they have they've got a couple branches, but what they do, they really focus on that 22 number. You know, you get 22, 32, whatever. But the problem is,
one is too many. It doesn't matter. Let's not. I hate when people get in debates over how many.
I agree.
Like, shut the fuck up, dude. Let's stop that shit. Yeah. How about that?
But they do a lot. They got a treatment facility. Mm-hmm. You know, they can they take guys that really need help and get them the transition they need coming out of the military too.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So you've got, how far away, it's like what, 35 minutes or so from downtown Nashville is your current spot, something like that?
Yeah.
And Clarksville is what, an hour down the road from Nashville, give or take?
I think it's about 45 minutes. Yeah.
So, I mean, you're right there in metro Nashville area. Any plans to expand outside of Tennessee?
Yeah, well, let's go see what happens. Yeah. I heard you guys got some property.
We may or may not have some property where maybe we could put a 500-gallon tank on or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Let's go check it out.
It depends. Yeah, so we're gonna go here in a few minutes and look at that. Up next, we've got sports. Me, Rob, and Delco are going to go through all football stuff. We're going to do one show today since we did went to a World Series game. Sorry to deprive you guys, but look. Sometimes I've got to let my hair down. I've got a mullet in the back. You can't tell because I'm always wearing a hat. But we went to the World Series last night. We'll talk about that more on the upcoming sports show. Drinker Bros of the Week right here. Andy and Mr. Fucklehead himself with the handlebar mustache. We appreciate you guys coming. Tell us where you can find your booze online so you can buy it.
Fucklehead.com, LeatherwooDistillery.com.
Fucklehead is FUKLEHEAD.com.
It's FUKLEHEAD.com. And if you order anything off there, we're going to give you a Drinking Bro podcast 10% discount if they order now.
And what's the code?
Drinking Bros 10.
Drinking Bros 10, that's the code. So go buy some booze. It's really good. I've had some of it today. Until next Thursday, I guess, on Fake News. We'll see you then. And come back for the sports show over on Drinking Bros Sports. Later.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.